Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The National Weather Service says that only a few days after weathering a record high 90-degree temperature, some parts of interior Alaska could be in for an overnight frost tonight. In a special weather statement today, the National Weather Service notes patchy areas of frost are expected Wednesday morning in sheltered valleys after a colder air mass moves into the area. Today, some areas were already reporting a light freeze. Two Rivers residents reported ice on ponds in the Little Chena River Valley and lows in the lower 30s. Some areas of North Pole also saw frost Tuesday morning. On Wednesday, typical cold spots such as Goldstream Valley and Eielson Air Force Base may see lows below 35 degrees and frost overnight. The chilly temperatures may affect sensitive outdoor plants such as tomatoes and zucchini or newly transplanted plants. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has awarded contracts worth more than $55 million for construction of facilities to accommodate F-35 jets coming to Eielson Air Force Base. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The first of the two contracts was worth $37.3 million and went to a joint venture between Anchorage-based Bethel Federal and the Unit Company. Kevin Blanchard, who directs the 354th Fighter Wing's F-35 Program Integration Office, says the companies will build a facility that'll be used for corrosion control and maintenance and repair on the jet's engines.
To do longer-term maintenance, things that take more than a day potentially on the aircraft.
The project should be completed by July 2019. Blanchard expects work to begin soon because the contractor will have a lot of preliminary clearing and grading work to do before construction can begin.
It's undeveloped forested land, so there's quite a bit of site preparation to do to get this project going.
The second of the two contracts, worth about $18 million, was awarded June 7th to Silver Mountain Construction of Palmer. It calls for renovation of an existing building and construction of an addition that'll be used for a unit that'll maintain two types of aircraft on the base.
And that'll be a combined F-35, F-16 field training detachment.
Blanchard says those were the third and fourth Eielson F-35-related contracts awarded by the Corps of Engineers so far.
We'll actually have five more to award for the FY-17 projects going forward.
The projects are intended to accommodate two squadrons or about 50 of the new generation stealth fighters that'll be coming to Eielson in 2020, along with about 1,250 mainly military personnel to operate and maintain them. Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation President and CEO Jim Dodson says the projects will provide opportunities for local companies to subcontract and local construction workers to get to work.
I think that you will see almost everybody that wants to go to work working in Fairbanks, Alaska, in the construction trade.
Dodson has estimated military construction projects at Eielson and Clear Air Force Station will pump about $1.5 billion into the state's economy in the coming years. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Representative Adam Wohl plans to host a summer solstice party June 21st at the Blue Loon that would include the first Uber rides in the Fairbanks area. Wohl sponsored House Bill 132, which would allow rideshare companies such as Lyft and Uber to operate in Alaska. He said the bill is waiting to be signed by Governor Bill Walker. Wohl said he expects the bill to be signed soon. An Uber spokesman said he was not able to confirm what the company has planned for launch day in Alaska. House Bill 132 passed the House last month in a 35-5 vote. Rideshare companies such as Lyft and Uber use phone apps to connect people with drivers who are independent contractors. The drivers use their own vehicles to give rides rather than a taxi cab. Uber came to Anchorage in September 2014, but the company's short run in Alaska ended in March 2015 after a Superior Court judge ordered the drivers to give rides for free. Uber and the municipality of Anchorage's negotiations about the matter ultimately failed. In September, Uber agreed to pay the state of Alaska almost $78,000 in connection to unpaid workers' compensation insurance for its drivers. House Bill 132 prevents local governments from imposing their own regulations on rideshare companies, but a sales tax could be collected. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.